Everybody, welcome. This is Sharon Jeffers, and this show is The Mystic Oracle. I want to welcome you all here today. For those of you that are new, this show is based on a mystic science that reveals that the regular deck of playing cards is not so regular. It was originally used as a calendar, and within it, it holds the secrets to our destiny, our life path, how we move through time, and our relationship connections in our lives. So that's what we're going to focus on today. We're going to be using this system. My friend Audrey Philpott is here with me today. Hi, Audrey.
Hi there, Sharon.
And Audrey has a web TV show called The Naked Salon, and you can check her out at thenakedsalon.com.
Well, the thenakedsalon.com website is not really the best place to check us out. Is on gotwebtv.com.
Okay.
And that's where you can see the show.
Okay, great.
Every Friday, and you can link to clips, or you can go on to YouTube and watch our clips on YouTube, which is, you know, you can comment on them and all kinds of stuff. Just put in The Naked Salon.
Yeah.
And all of our clips will come up.
Great.
And they stream beautifully from YouTube.
I know. I watched a few of those. They were great.
Yeah.
So one of the things we're going to start out with today, I want to just talk a little bit more, because I know each week a lot of people listen in that haven't been here before. So I want to talk a little bit about that, and then Audrey and I are going to have some conversation going here. You can go to my website, starofthemagi.com. That's starofthemagi.com. And there you can read about the cards and how they connect with the calendar. You can sign up for the card of the day to receive that free. And because each day of the year is governed by a card. And, there's also links there to my other website. It's allinthecards.com, which has compatibility relationships or reports. And you can also check out my book, Cards of Destiny. So there's, you know, it's mostly an informative website. However, you can get my book there if you want. And, again, if you're new to the show, usually what happens is, you know, I have a topic for the first part of the show, and then I take call-ins for quick readings. So the call-ins will begin halfway through the show, so don't call in yet. I'll let you know when you can do that. And the number is there on your screen. It's radio. So, Audrey, let's talk.
Yes. Let's talk. I'm just looking at the website of Leonard Jacobson, who's going to be the guest. We're going to rebroadcasting. I don't think I can say that without sounding like Elmer Fudd. Rewebcasting.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. This is the show that we did together. You were our first salon regular, Sharon, having to do with oneness. We called it Naked Oneness with a guy named Leonard Jacobson.
We had a good conversation on that show about oneness.
Oh, it was fantastic. And all those people who are interested in what Oprah is doing right now,
mm-hmm.
with Eckhart Tolle,
yeah.
This is the same stuff that
so
they're talking about.
Let's talk about Oprah.
Let's talk about Oprah. One of my favorite topics, as a matter of fact.
Well, you always refer to yourself as the Jewish Oprah.
Correct.
Which you are like Oprah in a lot of ways. Oprah, in the cards, her birthday is a Jack of Clubs birthday. And the Jack of Clubs is a card of mental genius and creativity. And for those of you that don't know, in this system, we have a life path. And the first card in our life path really determines how we interface and communicate who we are to the rest of the world. And so, you know, for me, I have the Six of Hearts as my first card in my life path, my Mercury card. And that card represents higher love and, you know, responsibility to love and relationships. And, you know, my next book, which is going to be coming out here in a couple of months, is based on relationship compatibility and how we can really learn from our relationships to have greater understanding about who we are and who other people are and what our lessons are in interacting with one another. Oprah's card, first card in her life path, is the Nine of Diamonds. And this is the card of the Universal Giver. And this card is meant to connect people and network people on a universal level, on a universal scale, to improve the quality of their life. And it's exactly what she does.
Totally. Totally. I say that Oprah is really the greatest popularizer of consciousness on this planet right now because she has such a vast audience.
Yes. And people trust her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she, you know, she has a wonderful balance between being masterful with her own life, making intelligent decisions, embracing her good fortune, and using her good fortune to change the world and improve and enhance the quality of life for other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Totally. And not only has she done that in terms of her broadcast and now the webcast, the webinar with Eckhart Tolle that she just started last Monday, which had over 500,000 people on a webinar, which is the biggest webinar ever hosted. So this is really moving into this whole internet communications vehicle.
Going global.
Going global. But also, I mean, she does so many things that are very tangible and practical and local,
yeah.
Like the school for girls in South Africa. And this show that she's doing right now called The Big Give.
Yes, so let's talk about this, because Oprah is the jack of clubs, and the club suit represents the mental realm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the king of clubs, who is the master of that suit, and he is her Jupiter card to boot, he holds the world in his hand. He holds a globe in his hand in a traditional deck of cards. And so, you know, this suit operates through communication, like you. You're a four of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
My Venus card is the four of clubs. So it's like, you know, communication is really, really important. That communication has to be, it has to include everyone. It has to reach out because the world is operating on the mental plane. Everything takes place on the mental plane. I mean, if you ask, you know, if the Buddha were here, he would tell you that what we are is mind and matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so we operate through that, those subatomic particles, by projecting through the mental plane. That's how it all works. That's how we manifest. That's how we communicate. That's how we give and receive. That's how we express who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's all about thought. Thought is what brings stuff into manifestation.
Exactly. Thought comes into form. Every thought takes form.
Mm-hmm.
We're not always conscious of that, but thoughts take form because that's where they go. The clubs go into the diamond suit. Diamonds represent the tangible manifestation of something, right,
mm-hmm.
on the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
They govern earth. So from the suits go hearts to clubs to diamonds to spades. So it's through that journey that we come to the spades, which is where we gain our self-mastery and our wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the communication, the link, and the networking happens through the mind, whether it's about the heart and love or values and manifestation, wisdom and spirituality. It all has to go through that suit.
And isn't the lesson that we learn here on this planet, one of the lessons that we learn is how to become the master of our mind, to use our mind as a good servant instead of a horrible tyrant master.
Well, we have the choice moment by moment to do whatever. Yes, I agree 100%. To me, that is that's what I see in the card system as well. You know, each suit has a king. Kings represent mastery.
Mm-hmm.
And through embracing the wisdom that exists. We learn mastery of our emotions, which becomes compassion, and mastery over our mind, which becomes understanding, and mastery over our values, you know, and our wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all through, you know, self-awareness and discipline.
So what else can you tell us about Oprah? What else do you see in her cards?
Well, let's look at age 54, because that's her age right now.
Uh-huh.
I haven't looked at this. Oh, she's got her Mercury card sitting in her house. How interesting. So that Nine of Diamonds is really active, this universal, you know, networking, and look what she's doing.
Hmm.
I mean, who else has had 500,000 people on their webinar? Nobody I know.
No, and she had streaming problems with her first webinar, just like I did with my first show. Very similar, I think.
Well, and I would think, my God, what server can handle that kind of traffic? I don't know.
I know.
She's sitting in the Jack of Spades house, which is the card of the spiritual initiate. So as she, and behind her is the card of the teacher. So, you know, as she sits in that house and is the spiritual initiate herself,
mm-hmm.
she also provides that service to everybody else. And then with the card of the teacher, the Ten of Clubs is behind her. This is a card of the teacher. It's also a card that brings people together through what? Communication, because it's a club. Tens always represent groups of people or lots of people, multitudes of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the club suit there is the learning. That card in particular, you know, I would say this whole year. Oh, wait. I'm looking at the wrong year. That's next year for her. Whoopsie!
Well, she's even going to get better next year.
Well, you know what? She's sitting in the Ten of Clubs house with the Jack of Spades spirit card. So the same thing is going to happen this year, age 54. And I would say that that is just going to expand in a huge way when she turns 55. So this is like a precursor to what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely has the same kind of influences. They're just emerging this year. Next year, they reach out even greater. I wouldn't be surprised if next year, then, that she doesn't create programs. She'd probably start this year and really establish them in a solid working way next year, where she enables people to attend retreats or attend events or experiences where they actually are going deeper into their own spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like she goes, she's beginning something this year that she's going to take to a place next year that's going to establish her as a teacher in a bigger way than she is now. Because now she presents the teachers.
That's right. She's still the presenter.
She's still presenting. I feel like next year she's going to become the teacher.
That's interesting. I feel that, too. I tend to agree with you there.
Hmm.
So what else do we see about Oprah this year? Anything good and juicy?
What do you mean, good and juicy?
I don't know. You know, America wants to know.
I think we have a caller on the line. Let me just check.
Okay.
Is that true? Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Jean.
Jean.
Hi.
Hi, Jean. Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Well, you're on the air with Sharon and Audrey.
Hi, Sharon.
And we're having a conversation about Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, can I ask a question, or do you want to continue the discussion about
Oprah? You
want Oprah?
To ask a personal question?
Well, yes, I did.
When's your birthday?
It's June 11, 1944.
Uh-huh. 44, what is that? What age are you right now?
I'm 62. 62.
And what's your question?
Well, I've been in sort of a transition period for about a year.
Have you had some health stuff going on?
No, I have not.
Uh-huh.
I'm in excellent help, though I have been going to doctors to have things checked,
uh-huh.
and everything is checking out okay, you know, mammogram, pap smear, EKG, all those things, but everything is checked out fine.
Okay, so what is your question?
Well, I've been in a transition for about a year, moving from Nashville, Tennessee, and then I lived in Colorado. Now I'm here in California, and I'm just feeling it's time for me to settle in a place, and I don't have any feel for where that...
I think you're going to have to wait until after your next birthday. I mean, probably between now and then you'll get clear about that. Let me just look quickly and see where you are in your 52-day cycle. I'm going to do this real quick.
Okay.
Let's see. You are in Uranus already. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What I'm seeing is moving right now could be a bit of a challenge for you. However, you probably will get clear about it by your next birthday, but it wouldn't be until after your birthday that you're actually going to move.
Okay.
So you should just be comfortable with not knowing right now, especially if you feel indecisive.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. I'm working on a book, and
That's good. You have the writer's card in Venus, so that's a really good thing for you to be doing right now.
Okay.
What I'd like to ask you to do, since I have my guest on the phone here, is call back in the second half of the show.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Well, you know, Sharon, that was interesting—an interesting interchange that you had with Jean, and it just brings to mind this idea of accepting what the moment has to give you. It's like, you know, we're always going into the future. What I'm confused right now. I don't know what to do. And sometimes it's just about being able to accept the moment and get out of your own way, get out of your own mind, so to speak.
You know, I absolutely agree with you, and it's so easy for me to look at the cards and see, oh, well, I have a couple of threes here. I'm not going to be able to make up my mind about anything. However, this is a lot of creative energy. So, Jean, I think you're probably listening, and the influences that you have right now are extremely creative. If we're not using that creative energy and giving that 100% of our focus, it can actually become, it can turn into uncertainty and
worry, anxiety.
Yeah, and then you just start bouncing off the walls of your own
mind. Yeah, because you kind of start to involute with that energy in terms of future.
Exactly.
Being in
because
the now
because the future is coming to meet us always.
Mm-hmm.
And the more present we are in the moment, the less concerned we are about it because we're in the present.
Hey, that's where it's all happening. You're talking about juicy and present and Oprah. How about Barack Obama?
What about
Hillary
Barack?
Clinton? Because you know Oprah was a big supporter of Barack, and you know all of us political junkies have just been watching this evolving primary saga. And what do you think?
Well, I definitely have some opinions about this stuff.
Uh-huh. I know you
and
do.
I have no judgments about anybody else's opinions, but because I can see people through the cards, I've said this before on the show that Barack Obama's a Nine of Diamonds, and the Nine of Diamonds in a position of power faces the danger of having a engaging in a false sense of entitlement. And it's very easy for them to become dictators. And now he's the Nine of Diamonds and Oprah's the Jack of Clubs, so they sit side by side for life. That's a very tight connection.
Interesting.
Yeah. And she is actually in a position of support to him. So I'm not surprised that she's endorsed him as she has. I saw Hillary, when Hillary had her birthday at the end of October, she went into a really tough 3-month cycle. And her cards changed radically, and it really showed up on the campaign trail. And I looked at her cards, and I thought, well, she can just hang out until the beginning of March. You know, she'll make it, you know. And so she did, and her cards changed, and that also is showing up on the campaign trail. Now, interestingly enough, Bill and Hillary sit side by side in the cards as well, and she is a support to him.
Huh.
So no matter what that man has done or will do, she'll always be there.
She's by his side.
Because that's the agreement they have. Huh?
She's by his side.
She's by his side. So Oprah's by Barack's side. Now, Barack is the Nine of Diamonds. Hillary's the Nine of Hearts. So when Hillary talks about serving the people, she really is sincere about that, because that's a card of universal love. And her spirit card is the Seven of Diamonds, which is a double Venus influence, which is all about giving to others first. The part of her that comes across as kind of tough is her King of Clubs planetary ruling card. But you know what? That's the card that would make her an excellent president.
And that clubs is related back to Oprah's clubs. She's the
That's right.
Clubs.
She's Jupiter to Oprah.
Yeah.
So, in truth, and Oprah is Jupiter to Hillary. So, in truth, they could be, you know, and maybe will be. Who knows? I mean, it would probably be ideal for Hillary to be president and Barack to be vice president.
Don't you think?
I do, because I think he's like a boy. You know, one of my friends said to me the other day, the father, the mother, and the son are all running for president.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about McCain, Hillary, and Barack. And I said, oh, isn't that interesting? And she said, but I feel that it's the divine daughter that will change the world. So she hasn't shown up yet, apparently. But, you know, I really feel like because of the level of experience, and to me that I do feel that's important. If I was going to go have surgery, I'm not going to go to an intern. I'm going to go to, you know, the master surgeon for whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's just me, you know. And
right. Well, you do see that it kind of this, the qualities, the essential qualities that each of them has very clearly and what they're bringing to bear.
I do. I see it in the cards, and that's, I was really excited about Barack, actually, when he first started showing up. And then when I looked at his cards, I thought, I need to look closer. And I started to see how he wasn't really showing who he is, and he's going to start doing it now because she's pushing him. And he's Saturn to her, so, you know, he feels restricted by her. He can't help but feel that she's got an edge over him. He can't help but feel it because, I mean, he's going to give her a hard time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, he's so.
Well, as sons
she starts
often
pushing
do with
him,
their mothers.
Huh?
As sons often do with
yes,
mothers.
Yes, indeed. And it does feel like that. He does
there is
feel
that
very
kind of
young.
Generational gap between them where he could be her son or close to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He is of that generation of her son.
You know, one thing is for sure. It is a wild. I've never been that political. And, you know, I've been following this like a hawk.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just so wild and woolly.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if we looked at what, I don't know, what the election day of 2008?
Yeah, well, I looked at their cards. Things changed pretty radically for everybody because she has a birthday, you know, the week before.
Right. she moves into a new cycle.
Yes, she turns 61.
Uh-huh.
And she has very powerful cards.
Wow.
When she turns 61. She has a 10 of spades in her house, which is a card of accomplishment. And, yeah, who knows? It'll be interesting. I haven't looked that close. Election time always gets a little wacky because November itself, the month of November is a three of clubs, which is, you know, on the challenging side is the indecisive mind.
Uh-huh.
So people start flip-flopping, you know, a few days before the election.
Right. Well, we certainly have experienced those kinds of elections.
Yeah.
But it is a very exciting time, and there is an awakening even in the political process happening, and I think that's been something interesting about Barack Obama becoming involved in this campaign.
I agree.
He's kind of said, well, you know, it's not just who you pick to do the work of governing. It's your becoming involved and, you know, rekindling this feeling of hope and participation and, you know, an awakening on a certain level.
Yes.
That he's calling forth in the electorate. That's really exciting people and getting them involved. I mean, look at the turnout. They're crazy.
Yes. And a lot of that also has to do with the past 7 years.
Well, yes.
And the hell that has come about, you know. And so, I mean, a lot of people are dissatisfied with how things have gone. And so I really thank the Bush administration for that, because it's been a wild, crazy ride.
Uh-huh.
And one that a lot of us didn't want to take. And,
well, since the year 2000, certainly a lot of interesting things have happened since the millennium.
Yes.
And it is interesting, because I'm, you know, working on some, you know, handling some financial matters, and I'm going back over my records for this entire time period.
Uh-huh.
And so it's kind of making me look at, well, what was my life like then? What was happening then? How's it changed? What lessons have I learned? It's certainly been an incredibly powerful time for all of us, you know, since the millennium.
Well, and let's think about that, because if we look at the numbers, we've moved into a millennium that is governed by the number two.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so two is about unity, and it's about the feminine. And so I think this whole first period of time, maybe the first 13 years, is really about breaking down the old ways of doing things that were governed by that singularity of the one and the masculine energy. You know, where everything that looks like a one, missiles and bombs and all those things were created.
Male genitalia.
Arrows, yes. Well, I don't want to go there, but
I wasn't like a one.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. I mean,
yes.
It's the one or the ace. It's very singular.
Yes.
You know, and it's driven force. And now the two comes and says, let's reflect. Let's look at each other. Let's embrace each other. What are we doing here? That's why it's such a perfect time to have a woman as president. And in a lot of countries, there are some powerful, wonderful female leaders.
Uh-huh.
And I think we're going to see more and more and more of that, because women know how to resolve conflict without bombs and missiles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there may be parts of this world, like the Middle East, where, you know, astrologically, they have an Aries ascendant over there. They may just fight forever. You know, Aries is the god of war. That may just be what they do forever. It would be nice if it wasn't. It seems like a time where we are going to come together. It is going to happen. We are going to embrace one another. And more, that's the conversation. People are taking care of people. People have stepped out and said, the government isn't doing this, I'm going to do this. We're going to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Personal responsibility.
Absolutely.
And collective responsibility.
And collective, very much. And it's incredible to watch. And I know there are a lot of astrological influences that are also in play with this.
Mm-hmm. So
what about you, Audrey?
Well, what about me? Tell me
what about
what's
your
going
card?
On with me these days.
Yes, I want to just say to the listeners, we know you're there. We love you. If you want to email a question, send it to starofthemagi@earthlink.net. And in a few minutes, I'm going to start taking calls. But before I do that, I want to look at Audrey's cards. Well, my darling, you have had the Nine of Spades. Audrey is a Four of Clubs, and you're a Gemini, so you're a Four of Clubs, Two of Diamonds. You've had the Nine of Spades sitting in your house all year. The Nine of Spades is often referred to as the death card. It is the card of recreation and reinvention, rejuvenation. Anything you can add to RE, this card represents. It says, let go of that which you no longer need from the past, which no longer serves you, and which no longer interests you. And open yourself up in the present to receive what wants to emerge from you. It's a time when you, this whole year that you're in, it's also been a Jupiter year for you. So on one hand, you've got this Jupiter energy that wants to expand you and bless you. And you've got the Nine of Spades saying, in order for that to happen, you must let go of everything and open yourself up to now, not knowing. You have to be comfortable with the unknown and really allow yourself to just be breathing with life. I always think, I think I could write a book on this card because it sat in my house for 7 years and altered my life totally. And I know you know a lot of that story, and which had to do with Spencer. And it's like, well, for those who don't, you know, I lost my son, I left my home, I wandered off to the most remote place I could find, you know, I wrote a book. It's just amazing what came out of there. And it was a reinvention and a recreation. Mm-hmm. And I would sit, you know, days on end and just say, what do you want? You're still here. What do you want? You know, what, and I'd ask of life, what do you want of me? And you know, I wasn't expecting some booming voice to come down and start talking to me. But the next thing I knew, I was writing. And it's like, I've watched you this year. You have a television show.
That's right.
You have a web TV show, which is really the wave of the future. And it's an incredible show that you've got listeners tuning in from all over the world. So this card, because you were gracious with it, if we fight these kind of influences when we come, like our caller earlier, Jean, if she's trying to figure out something when all her cards are going, just dance in your creative energy. There's nothing to figure out. Your whole life is changing this year. You know, you can't make something happen before it's time. And when that change comes for her, it's going to come like that. It'll be so quick, she'll go, whoa, what just happened? You know? And for you, it's been an unfolding of the whole year of, like, letting go of the things that you don't resonate with any longer. You take the wisdom you gain from them, and you let them unfold in a new form and a new expression.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've been experiencing that, as you know.
Yeah.
And it started with my health, really dealing with my health, letting go of things that didn't work.
Uh-huh.
And starting to adopt new habits, new practices, start to take supplements, you know, things like that are very helpful. And, you know, really getting into my yoga practice a lot more seriously again. So that really was a big change, really putting myself first. And I think the show, too, is really a fulfillment of something that I've really wanted to do for a long time. Because up until now, I've either done it for other people or promoted other people or produced other people or coached other people. But now I'm finding my own voice in terms of doing the show, being the person who's a spokesperson. And I feel like it's a big evolutionary step for me.
Well, let me just mention something about next year for you.
All righty.
Because after you have your birthday, which is in May, right?
That's right.
After you have your birthday, you are going to align with your destiny in a very major way as a teacher.
I knew there was something else about Oprah and I that we shared.
Well, yeah, and she's your Venus card right now. So, and, you know, she's your... Yeah, there's going to be something there. I wouldn't be surprised if you connected with her in some way.
Uh-huh.
So, it's exciting.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. Thank you so much for that information. That's a big confirmation.
You're very welcome. I want to thank you for being here with me today. It's always fun talking with you.
Well, fun talking with you.
I want to finish up with us here. I'm going to take a couple of minutes to do that, and then I'm going to take a few calls from listeners. I'm going to co-host with Audrey on her show on the 28th.
That's right. We are going to do a show on beauty from the inside out.
Hmm.
And I think this is going to be a very interesting show. I'm just lining up some interesting guests now. So it's something that you'll definitely want to tune into on gotwebtv.com. That's gotwebtv.com. Every Friday from 11 to noon, and we are putting up our Naked Salon website, and it will be up very soon so that you can see that we all of our past episodes will be start to go up on that site so you can watch them.
And that's 11 a.m. Pacific time, by
the way. That's right. It's 11 a.m. Pacific time. But if you go to gotwebtv.com, you can watch the show live. If you go on to YouTube and you put in the Naked Salon, then you will come up with clips of our previous shows, and those are very, very viewable on YouTube. And it's also fun because you can comment. It sounds like you got a caller. Is that a caller?
Yes. Yes.
So I want to thank you very much for inviting me to be on the show, and I'd love to be on any time. We always have a great time, great conversation.
Yes, it's always a pleasure, Audrey. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, and I'll be listening to what you have to say to your caller.
Okay, thank you so much.
All righty, take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Hello, is there a caller?
Yes, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, this is Donna Holton.
This is who?
Donna Holton. Nigel.
Oh, my God.
I've been sitting here listening to you guys, and I'm just, like, blown away because everything you're saying is, like, what? You know, I've been watching Oprah lately, and I listened to her show, and I was in her, you know, I'm on her class, and I just feel very inspired by the whole thing, and I just think that she is going to change a lot of people's consciousnesses, you know, and I'm just so excited about that. Because she has such a huge following of people, and it's all over the world, you know. It's not just in the United States, it's all over the world. And so I just feel just so elated that she's doing this. And anyway, it was just funny because I saw your name on the, because I've been listening to BBS Radio, and I went, oh, I wonder if that's the Sharon Jeffers that I know. And I turned it on today, and there's Audrey, too, and I'm just going, oh, my God.
Oh, you hit the jackpot today.
You really
did,
Donna.
Oh, you're still there. Good. Where are you?
When Donna picked up, I said, I'm not hanging up the phone now.
That's funny, huh?
You should stay on anyway. Donna, where are you?
I'm in Colorado. I've been in the Colorado Mountains for since I left California. I came back home. This is my home.
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching it snow out my window, and I have beautiful mountains everywhere, and I've got like 8 feet drift all over the place. And
wow.
Nick is here also. He's in Nederland, about 4 miles down the road from me.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing well.
That's great.
Well, but I'm concerned about him because, you know, as you know, Nigel died. And
yes, his dad died.
His father died, and I'm the executor to the estate. So I've been dealing with all of this stuff because it's really complicated.
What's Nick's birthday?
Nick's birthday is the 9th of July.
July 9th.
Right.
And what age is he?
He's going to be 21 in July.
Okay, so he's 20.
Right.
Well, he's been in a seven. I want to just look quickly at his 7-year cycle, which started at 14. See if Nigel's death shows up in his cards. It would help if I could see his card here. Oh, there it is. Oh, let's see. He's a Cancer. It does. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So, emotionally, this whole cycle from 14 through 20 hasn't been easy for him. Is that true?
Well, you know, he's handled this pretty well, actually.
How old was he when you moved to Colorado?
He was 12, but he would come here a lot, you know, and visit me, and he always had the option of coming and living with me. But he, you know, at that age, kids really want to be where their friends are, and he had already, you know, made a whole lot of friends, and he was going to school, so he would just come and visit me twice a year. And anyway, he was 12 when I left.
Because I just see it's been a hard time for him since he was 14. That's how far I'm looking. I'm not looking prior to that. But I see emotionally it's been a tough time for him. And whether that was showing on the outside or not, it was definitely happening on the inside.
Right. Well, he's
there's
a little
Cancer. There's just been a lot of disappointment. Let's see, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. He has the 9 of clubs as his long-range card this year, age 20. And this card, you know, things just don't go the way that you want them to when this card is governing you. And if you're consciously aware of that energy and how it's working with you, it really has to do with letting go of old ways of thinking, our image of ourselves, the conversations that we have that don't serve us, things like that, and really open ourselves up to a higher awareness. When you're 20, it can be a totally different story, and it can make you feel like you're a victim.
Right.
So when he turns 21 on his birthday, he gets a whole new 7-year cycle, and it's going to feel a little, it's going to feel more gracious and kind to him. It's going to feel a little more embracing, and I feel like maybe he hasn't dealt with Nigel's death yet, but he will once he turns 21.
Really? Because it doesn't seem like that at all. He's the one that's been strong, you know, between the two of us.
Yeah, right.
You know, but maybe he just puts up a front. I don't know.
I think it's his way of doing it. I know Nigel was at 8 of Diamonds, and his card is sitting right next to Nick's card when he turns 21. And I feel like what's going to happen is he's going to begin to connect with him in spirit more and feel his presence. I don't know if he can feel that right now. My intuitive sense is that he's kind of blocking that because he's just trying to keep going. And so he just sort of put himself on automatic. And I think that's going to ease off for him when he turns 21, and he's going to start to have a different type of experience. When I look at his yearly cards for that time, I think he's going to want to communicate more about it and tune into his own intuition a little more. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
It'll be a powerful time for him, actually. Right now is just a little tough.
Right.
God, it's so great that you called in.
Well, it's amazing to hear you guys on the radio.
I know.
Wow, this is totally
cool. Now you're on the radio, too.
Yes, and you should connect with us on Audrey's show on the 28th.
Yeah, what's it called again, Audrey?
It's called The Naked Salon, and it features myself and my co-host, Mark Appleman.
Right, I know Mark.
And it's just all about consciousness, really, in all of its different forms.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, you know, I've been studying the BOT, I don't know if you know what that is, the Builders of the Adatum, which is a mystery school, for the last 9 years now.
Donna?
Basically all the same information. Yeah.
I want to move on because I have people waiting.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but I like to keep these calls to a few minutes so I can talk to as many people as possible.
I understand.
I'm really, really happy that you called. Send us emails.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so
all
much.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, I have a question from email. Hi, Judy. Thank you. She says, this is a great show. It is really a life-affirming show, and I find it really inspiring. Great. One of the things I wanted to comment on that Donna said was when she was talking about how inspired she felt by Oprah is the fact that Oprah, through what she's doing, is really connecting us, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So assuming we have more than one lifetime, this is Judy's question. Assuming we have more than one lifetime, and because of this, we obviously have different birth cards each time, do you believe there is a progression or some manner of design involved in our different birth cards with each reincarnation? I wonder how it is that we are born one day and then another. Whatever the progression is, I cannot guess. How does it affect us? I can guess it contributes to our soul's education, but how would we know that, or what it is we are supposed to do in this lifetime, which I guess is all that counts. But do you have anything to say about that? Perhaps this is an impossible question. Hi, Judy. I was thinking about you the other day. This is like friend day for me.
Wow.
I do have something to say about this, and I do believe there's a natural progression, because when I look at how the cards unfold, our spirit card guides our birth card through time, and our soul card follows. And our spirit card is who we are inside. And our birth card represents our expression in this life. And our soul card represents the gifts we bring from our wisdom that we've gained. So we're gaining the wisdom of our birth card in this lifetime. And our spirit card is igniting those things that are challenges, which turn into opportunities when we embrace them. So there is a natural progression. And you know, without getting too technical about the cards, because I don't want people to feel like, you know, I just put their mind in a blender or something, I do see that there is a progression. And I see that our birth card reveals our destiny and life path in this life, which would have to do with our expression while we're here, or as you say, what we're supposed to do. I tend to veer away from the supposed to word, because I feel like it's an emerging that happens from within us. And the more we look in that direction, and invite that to come forth, then, you know, the greater possibility we have of aligning, consciously aligning with our expression or our work in this world. Our soul card that carries in our gifts with us, if we look to that card and where it is and how, what its life path is in our lifetime, then it shows us how, what our work is and how to move. It guides us in our life. So it's, you know, it's, there are dimensions, because we're working on the spirit level of what's going on inside that wants to come forward. We're working at the soul level, which is what we embody to express and network with in the whole deck. Each one of us is embodying energies, and when we connect with each other, we ignite these things. It's really fascinating to watch. I was at a conference, or I was meeting with some people at a conference last weekend, and I was sitting with someone who knows me quite well, and he looked at me and he said, "We're all just a bunch of cards to you, aren't we?" And I said, "Yes, I'm Alice in Wonderland." He goes, "You just see, like, cards walking around." And I said, "Well, I see people, too, but, yeah, I do. I see all these energies manifesting back and forth." So, Judy, I hope that answers your question. You can email me, and if I didn't, tell me more. I think I have a caller. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
It's Jean again. I called earlier when you
Jean, yes. So did you hear what I said to you?
Well, yes, that I would probably not have clarity until after my next birthday, which is in June.
Let me tell you what's happening to you this year.
Okay, that'd be really great.
Well, I'm just going to tell you in a nutshell, because I want to take one more call also before I get off the air. So what's happening to you this year is that you have a lot of change. You're changing your values, and your life is changing. So you're not in a position where you can really see, because if I remember correctly, you're sitting in the Neptune line, which is like sitting on the bottom of the deep blue sea. Let me just look again. You are the Six of Diamonds. Yes, you are. You're sitting in Neptune and Saturn. So it can feel, where you're sitting can make you feel like life is on hold.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are these other influences that are working with you that are stirring and churning. And so what you need to do, really, is meditate and really get in touch with the deepest part of yourself, that where you can be still and observe from there. Because it's not like you're going to make something happen. It's already happening. It's in the works. It's in the process. So there's change occurring, and there's a tremendous amount of creativity. Writing is the best thing that you could be doing with your time, because this will channel that creative energy and keep you, because otherwise your mind's going to be going, well, should I do this or should I do that or should I do this or should, or maybe I want to be here, but I don't want to give up that. So there's a lot of this, you've got a lot of threes and fives in your cycle this year. And it's a Neptune year. You're sitting in the Neptune year. You can't see the forest for the trees. Just dream, dream, dream. Go in and ask your soul, what's your dream? And just let yourself float in that energy, because when you have your birthday, you're going to be in a Mercury year and everything's going to happen really fast. Okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye. So I have time for one more caller, a quick two-minute reading, because then I'm going to have to get off the air. What an interesting show this is.
Oh, totally interesting.
I'm having so much fun.
Very interesting.
Which is very
important. I'm glad that people responded to the whole Oprah thing as well, you know.
Yeah, it's good we talked about Oprah.
Yeah, because
we love what Oprah's doing in the world.
We do, and you know, what you're doing with your show.
Thank you.
Is
and what you're
opening people up to the possibility of waking up.
Yes.
From whatever dream that they're in, that, you know, and you know, you're giving them some insights into themselves that are that help them to kind of gain perspective. And that's so much what Oprah is doing as well.
Yes, and that's why I wrote my book. It's so, and that's why I'm writing my next book, which goes deeply into relationships, because that's where we see ourselves. Those relationships mirror who we are.
Uh-huh.
And we choose our relationships to see a part of ourselves that we're not seeing on our own. And it's like all my work is about, you know, awakening awareness. That's my destiny, actually. Hello.
Hi. Okay, so I turned 47 on October 17th.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering where you see living environment and career headed for me.
Okay, girlfriend. Just shoot that information.
Sounds like somebody from New York. Am I right?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's your name?
It's Rebecca.
Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. Where are you?
I'm in California.
Okay, Five of Clubs.
Yeah.
Five of Clubs, Ace of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Well, I want to know what's going on in your love life.
Nothing.
Well, I'm going to make a first suggestion is that you let yourself drift on into that dreamy part of you that would like to have a relationship, because sometime this year you may connect with a soulmate and it may come out of the blue, girlfriend.
Okay.
Now, you are in a position, I feel like part of your destiny is to be a teacher to others.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So that is where you need to put your focus and attention.
Okay.
I don't see a move happening.
Oh, good. Okay.
Huh?
I said good.
Yeah, but I do see you really fine-tuning your skills as the master of whatever it is that you want to communicate with people, which has to do with some sort of ancient wisdom.
Some sort of what?
Ancient wisdom.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep, makes sense.
You go.
Go, girl, go. Hey,
go,
thanks,
girl.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
Great energy.
Yeah, fabulous. Little Five of Clubs, the adventure, Ace of Spades. I mean, you need to really just embrace yourself, Rebecca, and love who you are, because that's what wants to emerge through all this. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. I want to invite you to go to my website, sign up for the card of the day. It's free at this point in time, and it should be for a while. I don't know why.
Until you get millions and millions of people on your list.
What?
Until you get millions and millions of people on your list.
Yeah, and it cost me a fortune to send it out. It's already costing me, but not enough for me to want
it. Well, you know, there is a return.
But, so thank you, everybody, for listening. Much love and blessings to all of you. I encourage you to check out the cards. Thank you, Audrey, for being here, and thank you, BBS, for your wonderful work. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.